Introduction: Organic Outreach for Ordinary People. I once saw a woman come up to her friend and say, "Smell my hair." It seemed like a strange request, but to my surprise, the other woman leaned over and took a big whiff. This led to an extensive conversation about a particular hair care product. They chatted for a good 10 minutes about it. The first woman touted the benefits of her new shampoo with great enthusiasm and passion. The second listened, asking probing questions and seemed quite intrigued. I don't know if she actually converted to this new wonder shampoo, but her friend's enthusiasm certainly impacted her. Once, while on a mission trip to the Netherlands, I witnessed another moment of evangelistic fervor. A delightful family was hosting our whole team for dinner. After the meal, a couple of people approached me and said, "You have to try the massage chair." During the past hour, various members of the group had spent time nestled in a huge black contraption that vibrated and jiggled them. They moaned and groaned as the rollers worked their way up and down their backs, legs, and arms. Those who had experienced the massage chair were doing all they could to proselytize the rest of us. I did not feel like experiencing the chair, but they were persistent. "You'll love the chair. It's amazing. It doesn't hurt. Just try it. It's fun." I continued in my resolve, but they persisted in doing all they could to get me in the chair, short of picking me up and putting me in it. We evangelize all the time. When we try a new restaurant that has amazing food, we want others to experience it. We'll even take them out and pay the bill so they can enjoy our discovery. Many people are so enthusiastic about a sports team that they actually wear clothes that bear the team's name and logo. They memorize players' stats and they talk about their team. The truth is, when we are zealous about something, when we really love it, we talk about it. We invite others to experience it. We want to share the joy. Why is it that we can be more enthusiastic about a massage chair or a new restaurant than we are about Jesus? How is it that we can talk naturally about a hair care product or a sports team, but when it comes to the most important thing in our lives, our faith, we clam up? It's time for Christians to learn that we can share our passion for God naturally. But I'm not an evangelist. I've lost count of the number of times I've talked with deeply committed and sincere Christians who say, "But I'm not an evangelist." They are quick to say that evangelism is not their gift. The truth is, the vast majority of Christians don't have the spiritual gift of evangelism. But we are all called to let our lights shine. Every follower of Jesus should let the presence and grace of God illuminate their life. Just because we don't have the spiritual gift of evangelism does not exempt us from reaching out and sharing God's love. I think about it this way. Some people have the spiritual gift of giving. They're generous beyond the norm and they share their resources freely. It comes naturally to them. But all Christians are called to give with generous hearts and to make their resources available to God. We can't say, "I don't have the gift of giving, so it's okay for me to live a selfish and stingy life." Other followers of Jesus have the God-given gift of compassion. They feel at a deeper level, they care authentically, and naturally come alongside of people in times of pain, loss, and need. These people minister the grace of Jesus in powerful ways. Does this mean Christians who don't have this gift are free to be hard-hearted and insensitive? Of course not. We are all called to show tenderness and sensitivity. Some have the gift of compassion, but all believers are called to show mercy. Now, the same is true of evangelism. Some people have the gift and it comes naturally to them. But all of us are called to live salty lives that cause others to thirst for Jesus' living water. Every follower of Jesus should reflect God's light so that others will see Jesus' glory. Every person who names Christ as Lord should be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, 1 Peter 3:15. The question is not, "Am I an evangelist?" The question is, "Am I a Christian?" When we say, "I follow Jesus," we enter into a whole new way of life. We are called to be generous. We are expected to minister compassion. And the Spirit of God calls each one of us to enter into the challenging and rewarding ministry of evangelism. Be encouraged. You really can reach out and share the good news about Jesus naturally. Whether you're talking about your favorite shampoo, that restaurant you love, or your favorite sports team, you've already been practicing. Now it's time to learn how to share your faith in a natural way. It's time to begin organic outreach. Organic outreach for ordinary people. This book is called Organic Outreach for Ordinary People, but what does that mean? What do I mean by organic? When it comes to evangelism, some approaches seem contrived and even manipulative. That is why so many Christians run away from it. It's also why some non-Christians have a negative view of evangelism. The E word has become so tainted that I made a point of not using it in the title of this book. I realize that some Christians might not pick up a book with the word evangelism on the cover, because the word fills their minds with images of heavy-handed, inauthentic, and coercive tactics. That is not what this book is about. Organic outreach is about living the kind of life that naturally draws people to Jesus. It involves speaking the kinds of words that you use in ordinary conversations and that reveal the presence of a loving God. It means loving people in a way that is genuine. Organic outreach is all about sharing your faith in a way that is authentic, real, and feels natural to the people around us. What do I mean by outreach? We can call it sharing God's love, bringing the gospel to the world, connecting the spiritually disconnected, doing evangelism, or reaching the lost. But the point is all the same. This book is about outreach, how Christians can live and communicate their faith in a way that lets people know there is a God who loves them and sent His only Son to open the door for a restored and wonderful relationship with them. Human beings are lost because of sin, and we need Jesus Christ if we are going to be forgiven, to be set free, and to find meaning in this life. Outreach is more than just the proclamation of biblical truth, though this is an important part of the process. It is also about loving people, serving in our community, being models of Christ's grace, building authentic friendships with those who are far from God, and telling our stories of God's presence and power. In this book, we will see that outreach is not just an occasional church field trip to visit those who are spiritually disconnected from God. It's a lifelong journey as we follow Jesus into the world. What do I mean by ordinary people? Well, ordinary people, that's me and you. Outreach is not just reserved for the super spiritual, the velvet-tongued, or the hyper-extroverted. It's for everyone. We are all called to let the light of Jesus shine in this dark world. Jesus is living water, and you and I are called to let people know that the soul-quenching refreshment that they long for can be found in Him alone. People have asked me, what kind of person does outreach best? I tell them that outreach is done best by extroverts, introverts, and everyone in between. It's best done by those who lead with their feelings, by those who approach life with an intellectual bent, and by everyone in between. It's most effective when it's done by the bold and bossy, and by the shy and sensitive, and by everyone in between, by those who are long-time and mature followers of Jesus, by brand-new believers, and, well, you get the point. Look in the mirror. The person you see is exactly the kind of person God wants to use to bring His love and grace and the message of His Son to the world. The best person to do outreach is an ordinary person just like you. There are people in your community who will be reached best by someone with your temperament, education, personality, experiences, and spiritual heritage. God made you for such a time as this. There are people the Holy Spirit wants to reach out and touch through, take a deep breath, through you. This book focuses on organic outreach for ordinary people. It is about discovering natural ways for regular, ordinary people to share God's love, grace, and message. You can do all of this right where God has placed you in a way that fits exactly how God has wired you. My desire is that you will find this book to be hope-filled, optimistic, and very practical. I don't spend much of my time critiquing outreach methods and programs. The truth is, almost any approach to evangelism, if it's rooted in Scripture, done in love, and propelled by the leading of the Holy Spirit, will be fruitful. We are wise to learn from anyone who seeks to bring God's good news to the world. In this book, we'll focus our attention on becoming people who are ready to bear and share the good news of Jesus. I have presented the concepts in this book to tens of thousands of Christians from a vast array of backgrounds in numerous states and countries. I commonly hear comments like these. Wow, this makes sense. Why didn't someone tell me this stuff years ago? It seems so simple. Can it be this easy? One person said, outreach can be fun and natural. Who knew it? Others have just simply said, I can do that. Organic Outreach for Ordinary People is not a system or a program. It is a collection of simple and biblical practices that Christians everywhere can incorporate into their lives. Open yourself to the leading of the Holy Spirit and watch what God will do in and through you for His glory and for the good of the world.